This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia has pardoned a young rape victim, sparing her a court sentence of 200 lashes and 6 months in prison, according to Saudi newspapers. The verdict had sparked international outrage. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo has details.
The young woman, identified only as Katif Girl after her hometown, was gang-raped by 7 men a year and a half ago when she was 19. The general court convicted the men and sentenced them to prison, but the judges also found the woman guilty of being in a car with an unrelated man, which is considered illegal in the strict Islamic kingdom. When her attorney appealed the original sentence of 90 lashes, another judge, apparently angry at publicity surrounding the case, increased the penalty to 200 lashes and 6 months in jail. The justice minister told a Saudi newspaper that the king had exercised his prerogative to pardon convicts when he finds it to be in the public interest. But the paper quoted the minister as saying the king was not challenging the verdicts, which he considered fair.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. In news closer to home, much of the Midwest and Northeast is digging out of a heavy winter storm that hit over the weekend. A blend of snow, sleet, and freezing rain iced over highways and dumped more than 10 inches of snow in parts of Michigan and Vermont. The storm stranded air and roadway travelers and even caused a jetliner to skid off a runway. School districts across the region, including Michigan's largest in Detroit, canceled classes today. Wind advisories in several states are expected to remain in place through this morning. In movie news, Will Smith made history this weekend as the last man on Earth.
My name is Robert Neville. I'm a survivor living in New York City.
Will Smith's newest sci-fi action flick, I Am Legend, rocked the box office for $76.5 million this weekend, the highest gross for a December movie ever. 20th Century Fox also surprised with Alvin and the Chipmunks, which scored $45 million. Filling out the top five were New Line's The Golden Compass, which banked $9 million, Disney's Enchanted, and the Coen brothers' No Country for Old Men. Finally today, a remembrance for a soft rock legend.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew. Longer than there have been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you.
Singer-songwriter Dan Fogelberg died yesterday at his home in Maine after battling prostate cancer. His death was announced on the singer's website. Fogelberg broke into music in the early 1970s. His music helped define the soft rock genre with hits like Leader of the Band and Longer. His most recent release, Full Circle, came out in 2003. The following year, he revealed his cancer diagnosis and began publicly urging men over the age of 50 to get tested for the disease. Fogelberg was 56 years old. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Back to you guys.
Rachel. Man, that Longer is such an incredible song.
It is, right?
I don't know any sort of Gen X girl who took up the guitar who didn't learn
That's
to
right.
play that
That's right.
song.
That's right.
Just means something special. So.
I know, but those lyrics, too, really got me.
They live on. Mm-hmm.